I've never seen anything like this, ever. First of all, this administration's not doing so hot. Let's get that straight. The war in Ukraine is still going on. The war in the Middle East is about to get started again. We don't have mass deportations. We don't have a wall. The economy's not going so great. Epstein files just came out because Congress made you release them. And yet, everyone is telling us already you got to vote for J.D. Vance. Well, time out. This administration's not going well, and he's the vice president. We're not even a year in. They already want us voting in the next one. Like, think about how crazy that is. It's not even a year in. It is 2025 still. And they're already got us thinking, oh, we got to vote in 28. 28? It's 2025. And you suck. This administration sucks. So not only do you already want us thinking about the next one, this one isn't even going well. You think we're ready for more? We're not even finished with this, and this is a pile of shit. We've been eating shit for a year. And they're ready to blow through any kind of a primary. Trump has been on the ballot 3 times. It's unprecedented in modern history that you have something like this. Trump was on the ballot in 16, 20, 24. 28 is the first Republican election since 2012 that Trump was not on the ballot. It should be wide open for us to decide where we're going to go after this. And not only are they telling us, well, you got to get ready to vote again in the next cycle, they're telling us a decision has been made already. It's Vance. Turning Point is telling us. Tucker is telling us. Elon is telling us. Everyone is already telling us Vance is the guy. No one shills J.D. Vance more than Tucker Carlson, and that's really weird. Turning Point, Erica has crowned Vance the next president. They've all crowned him. Next president, who even is this guy?